Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Waxock, and today we'll be learning Parsha Kitavo. Our Parsha opens with the final mitzvot of the mitzvah section, the mitzvot of Bikurim and Vidui Maser. Bikurim is the command to bring the first fruits to Jerusalem. The mission in Bikurim describes the joyous music and celebration that would accompany the pilgrims carrying these fruits up to Jerusalem. At the Beit HaMikdash, the pilgrim would recite the Mikra Bikurim, which is a brief overview of the Jewish journey to slavery in Egypt, being redeemed from Egypt, and eventually ending up in Eretz Yisrael. Part of this proclamation is well known to us, as it eventually became the main text of the Passover Haggadah. The final mitzvah explained in the mitzvah section is the Vidui Maser, the Maser proclamation. Tithing adheres to 2 3-year cycles within each 7-year Shemitah cycle. At the end of each of these, so at the end of year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, each person must recite the Vidui Maser, a proclamation that he or she has correctly discharged his tithing obligations and properly handled all of the sanctified produce. It ends with a prayer, Hishkifa mim'um kadshecha min hashamayim, look down from your holy abode from the heavens, ubarech et amcha Yisrael, and bless your nation, bless Israel, ve'et ha'adama asher natata lanu, and the land you have given to us, kasher nishpata lavotenu, eretz zavat chalav udvash, as you promised to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Parsha continues with a moving exhortation to keep the mitzvot, which transitions to a full explanation of the ceremony at Har Gerizim and Har Eval that will only take place when the Jews enter the land and is found in the 8th parak of Yehoshua. First, the Jews must engrave Divrei Torah, either the entire Torah, Sefer Dvarim, or merely this section, on 2 large rocks to serve as matzevot, remembrances that Hashem has promised the Jews this land. This is followed by the Shvatim dividing into 2 groups, each positioned on the opposing mountains with the valley of Shechem between them. 1 group of 6 Shvatim will stand on either Har Gerizim or Har Eval. Har Gerizim is lush and green, and the tribes upon it will proclaim the blessings that await those who will obey the laws of Hashem. This is in contrast to the dry and rocky Har Eval, from which the Shvatim will caution the Jews about the tribulations that await them if they do not keep the laws of Hashem. This longer section of curses is known as the Tochacha, or the rebuke. The Tochacha in our Parsha is significantly longer than the one found at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Interestingly, the Ramban explains that these 2 rebukes are direct historical references to the destructions of the Beit HaMikdash and the subsequent exile. According to the Ramban, the Tochacha in Vayikra is a reference to the destruction of the first temple and the Babylonian-Persian exile that came after it. The relative brevity of this exile is reflected in the shorter rebuke found in Vayikra. The longer Tochacha that we find here corresponds to the destruction of the second temple and the gullet that we are still experiencing. The length of one corresponds to the length of the other. The Parsha wraps up with a poetic exhortation to the Jews to keep the mitzvot and to choose the ways of godliness. Our Parsha is a turning point in Sefer Dvarim. The end of the mitzvah section that has dominated the bulk of the book, and the transition into the more poetic conclusion that we will continue to explore in the coming weeks. The hinge between the two is the description of the ceremony at Har Gerizim and Har Eval. It is a mitzvah to perform a poetic ceremony. I would like to first discuss how Moshe chose to wrap up the mitzvah section of the book and then delve into this transition. Rav Yehuda Amitav points out that the essence of the mitzvah of Bikurim is gratitude. The fruit harvest is a joyous point. Months of tending and watching over the fruits have culminated in harvest. It's easy to forget with all those months of work and with how slowly the fruit has grown, the role that Hashem has played in this harvest. Yet as we see, the first fruits begin to blossom, we are commanded to tie a string to mark which fruits are first to grow. As the fruits progress, we are constantly reminded that the biggest and most impressive of them has been designated for Hashem. Bikurim is a mitzvah, but it is also a mentality. The Chovot HaLevavot in Shar Avodat Elokim reminds us that to serve Hashem is to train ourselves to notice all that Hashem does for us. Just as we would reciprocate to a human who showed us kindness, how much more so do we owe to Hashem? Bikurim reminds us that every piece of material success is ultimately attributable to Hashem. This ties in with the Vidui Maser, We are reminding ourselves that our material goods are not really ours. They are loaned to us by Hashem, and therefore subject to be distributed as Hashem commands. The mitzvah section is wrapping up with a perspective that supports the entire lifestyle of mitzvot. Gratitude. Gratitude comes from a recognition of what was done for you. Revolvi, in his Musar classic Alei Shor, explains that Hakarat HaTov transforms how we see the world. When we see the world with an eye of Hakarat HaTov, we see the world as a good place, one in which Hashem and people around us do for us. Any gesture is noticed and appreciated, no matter how small. This might seem intuitive, but it is actually incredibly difficult. The Rush, in his Orchot Chaim, tells us, Darkam shel briot lahalim hatovot ulegalot haraot. The nature of people is to overlook the good and reveal the bad. The mitzvah section is ending with Hakarat HaTov. Only if we are able to recognize all that Hashem has done for us, as we did in the Mikra Bikurim, and what Hashem continues to do for us, as we do in the Vidoy Maaser, then we can truly understand how we can be expected to devote our entire lives to the mitzvot. After all Hashem has done for us, it is the least we can do. Remember how the mitzvah section opens with the commandment to love Hashem. V'yahavta et Hashem alokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. And you will love Hashem your God with all your heart and all your soul. All the mitzvot have been to teach us how to create a lifestyle and society that will create that emotion. Here we end with Moshe reminding us, Hayom hazeh Hashem alokecha mitzavcha lasot et hachukim ha'ela v'et ha'mishpatim. Today, your God is commanding you to observe these laws and rules, v'shamarta va'asita otam b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, and you will observe and keep them faithfully with your entire heart and with your entire soul. We conclude the mitzvah section as we began it, with a reminder to love Hashem. This is the purpose of all of the mitzvot that we have explored. As this section ends, we will begin the final section of Dvarim, Moshe's final exhortations that we will read until the rest of the Sefer. The opening of this section is a commandment to carve the Torah and to gather in Har Grizim and Har Eval to recite the blessings and curses to those who keep or don't keep the mitzvot. Interestingly, this ceremony was first mentioned in Perek Yud Aleph of Dvarim in the opening of Parsha Re'eh, but it is only described fully here. This makes this ceremony the bookends of the entire mitzvah speech that Moshe has given us. Interestingly, in our parsha, we are told that this entire process is leman asher tavo el haaretz asher Hashem elokecha noten lach, so that you can come to the land that Hashem your God has given you. The Ramban explains that our pasuk is linking the entrance into and success in the land to the Torah. The Torah will be the key to success in the land. This explains why the first thing the Jews are commanded to do after crossing the Yarden is to carve the Torah into huge stones that will stand as a monument. Rav Chanoch Waxman explains that these stones are to serve, quote, as a kind of national memory device, end quote. Similar to how the king is commanded to write a Torah that he carries as a reminder to him, these stones are a national version of that. They are, quote, an everlasting means of emphasizing the centrality of the Torah and its commandments, end quote. This connection between entering the land and emphasizing the Torah explains a number of fascinating references within the Har Grizim Har Eval ceremony to a previous ceremony. We have mountains, carving of words of Torah on stones, all the Jews standing around, even a mention of the prohibition of using carved stones to build a mizbeach. All of these are just like Har Sinai. This ceremony at Har Grizim and Har Eval is a recreation of Har Sinai. We are renewing the covenant we established with Hashem to be His Am. We are reaccepting the Torah. This is the appropriate way to enter the land, the first thing we need to do. We are reaffirming our relationship with Hashem and our commitment to the Torah. However, there are a number of critical differences that highlight the new role the Jews will need to take on now that they are taking possession of the land. At Har Sinai, the people were forbidden from setting foot on the mountain. Hashem was on the mountain. Hashem's voice echoed and was heard. The luchot onto which the words of Torah were carved were written by Hashem. At Har Sinai, the Jews were spectators to a miraculous sound and light show created by Hashem. Har Grizim and Har Eval are different. There are no overt miracles, and instead it is the Jewish people who are creating the ceremony and the spectacle. They carve the words of the Torah. They are the ones who stand on the mountain, and they are the ones who speak. With these new perspectives, we can now understand why mentions of this ceremony serve as a bookend before and after the entire mitzvah section. Har Grizim and Har Eval are an act of renewing our acceptance of the Torah. We recreate our experience of Har Sinai, but this time it is not Hashem on the mountain, it's us. We are active participants in reciting and accepting the Torah. Instead of the luchot that remain within the Aron, we have huge stones onto which we carve the words of Torah. All the mitzvot that were recorded between mentions of the ceremony, those are what we are accepting. This ceremony will be the ceremony to open the next stage of Jewish history, a stage in which the Jews are going to be more active in their destiny. The miraculous existence of the Midbar is ending. For the Jews to move forward is going to require them to engage in the world through all the mitzvot that Moshe has described. Moshe's entire speech is preparing the Jews to stand at Har Grizim and Har Eval, to carve the Torah on stones as a sign of national remembrance, so that they will be ready to live in the land, to thrive in the land. And this truth echoes till today. We still need to use Hakarat HaTov, to use all the mitzvot, to transform ourselves into active participants in our relationship with Hashem. We need to stand and make our voices heard. Shabbat Shalom, and thank you for listening.